7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, Croc Nation. Hello, hello, hello. It's Sunday. This is the Croc Podcast. Wait a minute. Do not adjust your dials. Don't change the channel. This is not Dr. E. This is the producer and co-host, Angel Santana, having the honor and the privilege of starting the Croc Podcast today. And he's sitting right next to me. And I'm trying to figure out what to say, because you just sprung this on me, Dr. E. It got me thinking right off the bat.
I sprung it on you, Angel.
You did. And it got me thinking. You know, I don't think I've ever asked you this.
Yes.
You've been in this whole cancer survivorship, this whole journey for over 25 years. And in those 25 years, you have helped out so many different people, so many different organizations. You've done so much out there for the public, for the patients. How in the world did that all culminate into, and how did you even get this into a podcast? I mean, how did that happen?
You know, Angel, I thought you would never ask.
Good.
Croc Nation, this is your friend, Tommy Anelli, the driver of your cancer survivorship bus, here with Angel Santana on my left. Have faith, let it begin. Angel, thank you for that beautiful introduction. I appreciate all those kind words.
Oh, okay.
And I am actually, as you can tell, we staged this introduction. But today's podcast is, what the heck is the Croc Podcast? We've now been in the podcast business about 4 months, and we thought it would be nice for us to take a step back and kind of reevaluate where we were, where we are, and where we're going. And it's actually a very good question, Angel. And it goes back to my love of sports, of all things. Can you imagine that?
I can. Should we talk about real quick? I'm gonna spring this on you.
Yeah, I got
Should
it.
We talk about real quickly how we met?
Absolutely. That's part of the story.
Oh, then never mind. You're ahead of me. I'm behind you. Go ahead.
There you go. So, Croc Nation, many of you who listen to this podcast are actually part of our Croc Nation, the old Croc Nation, where we were meeting on a monthly basis, having our amazing dinners at Franco's Restaurant and getting great education every month, a different story, a different lecture, a different amount of information to bring to you, another tool to put in your cancer survivorship toolbox. And then we sort of got away from that original model. More and more cancer survivorship groups were starting to pop up. And remember, when we first started, there was absolutely no resources for the survivor. And that's why we kind of popped up. And when things started getting a little more available, there were more resources for you. We began working with Miriam and the Celebrate Life Half Marathon, working with her to get money grants for patients with no money for their treatments, for their rides, to pay for their heat, those types of things. And we did that for 8 years. And then things were starting to, you know, get to the end of that. We were looking to evolve once again. Remember, evolve or die, right? And I was thinking to myself, how can I help Croc shed this old skin and put on a new skin? And as I said, it comes back to sports. So for those of you who know me, you know that I'm a sports fanatic. And I played a lot of basketball when I was a kid and played a lot of sandlot football. So here's what sandlot football is. Everybody loves NFL football and watching the games on Sunday, and it's very exciting in the Super Bowl and the commercials and the wings and the food and all that kind of stuff. But actually, my knowledge of professional football, playing sandlot football, was zero. There was a commercial back in the day, you don't know Bo about Boo, you don't know Boo about Bo. I really knew nothing about football. So when we played sandlot football on the streets of Paterson, New Jersey, we played on asphalt, number one, and the plays would be, there were not, you know, 22 people on the gravel. There was probably, you know, four of us on the side, and the plays would go something like, the quarterback would say, okay, you know, go to the abandoned car and, you know, then cut in and I'll have the ball for you, or go to the condemned building and just keep going and we'll get the ball to you. Go to the homeless guy and then come back and we'll get the ball to you. So those were our plays in the day, Angel.
I'm just trying to figure out how you can call that play.
So knowing me and knowing how I can't just know nothing about something I love. I not only have to know something, I have to know everything. So I enrolled to Sirius Radio, of all things, and they have an NFL station. Mm-hmm. And I started listening to the NFL station. I took notes, and I was learning things about things I had never heard of, like an RPO. You know what an RPO is? A run-pass option. They talked to me about zones and 12 personnel and 11 personnel and dig routes and nickelbacks and dimebacks and, you know, zone versus man, slot receivers, two techniques, three techniques, all these types of things I had never heard before. And I heard some great people. I heard the Hall of Famers, Gil Brandt. I heard Bill Polian, another Hall of Famer. One of my favorites, Coach Weiss. Brady Quinn, Pat Kerwin, and Jim Miller had a show after work I would listen to the last hour or whatever. Alex Marvez, Zig, my friend Zig Fricassi, and all those guys. But there was one person that really, really stood out to me. There was one guy. He had a small filler show like 5 a.m. in the morning. I think it was before the overnight and before the first show, maybe at 6 a.m. And his name was Ross Tucker. Now, I got to tell you a little bit about Ross Tucker, because he never met me. He doesn't even know who I am, but he's like my podcast hero, right? So Ross is an NFL player, ex-NFL player. He was an offensive lineman. For those people who don't know anything about the NFL or football, let me tell you something about offensive linemen. They are totally the coolest people on the field. People think the quarterbacks are the coolest and the running backs and, you know, the defensive ends, but no doubt about it, in my mind, these are the guys that actually come to work every day. Mm. They wear Carhartt pants and shirts. They have a thermos and they have a lunchbox and they have a hard hat, and they come to play every single play. Like most plays, these pretty boys, these receivers, they go out for a pass. They run and they get pushed around a little bit, but not a big deal. 99% of the time, the ball never goes near them. They never get hurt. They do fantastic. But these linemen, it's like, did you ever see Kong versus Godzilla?
No.
Every play, it's like body on body. They're crunching each other. They're beating the crap out of each other. And this guy, this Ross Tucker, was one of those guys. If I was a football player, that's who I would be.
Okay.
Now, in addition to that, so now it's 5 o'clock in the morning. In my mind, me and Ross are friends. He's getting me through my morning. I'm driving to work. I'm the only person on the road. We work here in the Hudson Valley, which is pretty underpopulated, pretty rural. So I'm thinking, I turn on the radio and I'm waiting to hear from my friend Ross. We also have a bunch of other connections. He went to Princeton. I went to Rutgers. I did a lot of my clinical rotations in Princeton, so I love it. It's a cute little town, one of the greatest schools, obviously, in the universe. The first college football game out, Angel, was Rutgers versus Princeton.
Oh,
the first college football game. Guess who won?
Princeton?
No, Rutgers won that game. It's the only thing that we have bragging rights over Princeton. Absolutely the only thing. And anyway, I lived near Princeton when I was in medical school. I used to go to Thomas Sweets, the greatest ice cream stand in the entire world was in Princeton.
Ice cream.
Oh, and my buddy, Ross Tucker, and I are driving to work together. So he's not directly talking to me, but he's sort of talking to me. And he's teaching me about football. He's teaching me that football is more than just, hey, you know, go to the abandoned car and make a right. You know, he taught me a bunch of stuff. I get on the radio one day. And there's no Ross Tucker. Ross, where are you? You didn't call me. You didn't tell me that you were leaving. And there's no more Ross Tucker. So I was talking to my son. And my son, of course, he's a millennial. And, you know, I say, you know, I miss my guy on Sirius Radio. I don't know anything about this guy. And he said, Dad, you know, why don't we look him up? Maybe he has a podcast. And I said, what's a podcast? He goes, these are experts that basically go on this platform and they tape a session, whatever it is. It could be sports, we're medicine, right? We're in medicine, mm-hmm. Sports. It could be anything. And so you have your own podcast, which we're going to talk about in a second, an inspirational podcast. And, so I look up Ross Tucker, and lo and behold, he has the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I check him out. My son tells me what to do. I download his podcast, I subscribe, and then I find out where it gets even better. There's a special group of people that if you pay a couple of really like pennies, like really almost nothing, you could become what's called the Tuckhead.
Oh, God.
So Ross Tucker has these people, and these people, including me, we are loyal to the bone. I mean, we bleed Ross Tucker. He's got his own Slack station. I don't know what Slack is, but my son brought me on a few times to check it out.
I've heard of
it. You know, his constituency, his Tuckheads talk all the time. He has Zoom things like you're going to do on Half Faith, Let It Begin. Daddy Sodas, I've never figured that one out.
You haven't actually met the guy?
Never yet? Met him, never talked to
but
him.
But you're so close.
I love it. He's my buddy.
Now
remember,
you're podcasting buddies.
5 a.m., me and Ross Tucker are the only ones at all, like, alive, you know, and up or whatever. So, anyway, I say to my son, all right, so we got to do a podcast. So, my son says, you need a producer. So, my IT guy, my computer guy says, did you know that in your hospital, there's a guy, his name is Angel Santana, that does his own podcast, and it's called Have Faith, Let It Begin. I'll give you a little shout out there. The best inspirational podcast in the entire universe. And he said, why don't I hook you guys up? So Ross has his producer. His name is Brian. So Brian Neal and Ross Tucker are a team, and they do the same thing we do. We love each other. We hate each other. We bicker. We fight. We hug. We tell jokes. Same thing. I mean, it's basically, you know, it's like the Laurel and Hardy of podcasts. You know, it's the Abbott and Costello of podcasts. So I'm listening to Ross, and I'm listening, and I'm listening, and I'm saying, you know, I think I could do this. Not that I could do it as well as Ross, but I can maybe take all of that energy, all of that juice that we had when we were first starting our survivorship nation and starting to be real strong advocates for cancer survivors. Because as I said in our first group of podcasts, it's a broken system. And our cancer survivors need a lot of support. They need love. They need empowerment. They need information. They need advocacy for discrimination. There's so many things that they need that I thought, well, let me see what Ross is doing and let's see how he kind of works it out. And he has a series of days. He does during the season 5 days a week. Off season, he does 3 days a week. During the 3 days a week, he has a very specific sort of agenda. So there's this famous guy. His name is Andrew Brandt, who is like this big time sports attorney, great guy, amazingly interesting, very articulate, smart guy. And he does a module. I'll call it a module because that's how, you know, and this all ties in with what we're going to be talking about today. But he does a module on the sports of business. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. The business of sports. So all the things that I had no idea about, he's my teacher. I believe on Wednesdays he does his thing. Then there's what Ross calls the GOAT. There's Greg Cosell, who's like a famous, you know, he's never played football, but he played baseball in college, I believe. But his thing is to be a tutor. He tutors us on different aspects of sports because Greg has such intricate knowledge about all the little things. Remember, we were talking about go to the abandoned car, make a right. Yes. He actually has this down. He watches film. He breaks everything down. So what does all this have to do with the Croc podcast? I bet you're asking as we're about 7 hours into today's podcast. Well, it does mean something because what today's podcast is, what the heck is the Croc podcast? So that's what we're going to answer. So the inspiration from Ross Tucker and Brian Neal and Andrew Brandt and Greg Cosell, thank you, gentlemen, from the bottom of our hearts. I thought, let's do a podcast for cancer survivors broken down into modules. And that was the sentinel moment of what I knew we can do to help our cancer survivorship, you know, constituency. So for example, Angel, we've already started a module on defining survivorship. So yes. The first thing our survivors need to know is what exactly survivorship is. And we've had some great podcasts. And I want to say one of the things I'm experiencing that I'm sure Ross also experienced in the beginning was when you start bringing guests, it almost like is a self-fulfilling prophecy. You reach out to somebody who has really no business even talking to you, this famous, amazing person, and you say, hey, will you be on my brand new podcast? I really don't know what the heck I'm doing, but can you talk to me about X, Y, or Z?
Right.
And that's how we got Dr. Charlie Shapiro. That's how we got Dr. Len Berry. That's how we got Dr. Katie Deming. And they came and they talked to us and they educated us. And not when I say us, of course, you and I, but more importantly, the cancer survivors, the Croc Nation. We did a module on breaking down the wall. So all of the things that we think that you need from your practitioners, from your caregivers, the waiting room experience, what is your essence? What should your doctor be asking you when you get in a room with them? Then we have a module on heroes. So cancer survivors whose family, who've done something tremendous. And we had Michael John Benzaia speak about his mother, Edie. And we talked about confessions. That's a module where I basically learned from my patients and something went on in the clinic that was less than perfect or a patient didn't have a perfect experience. And I take that and we dissect it. We do a risk analysis of it and why it happened, how it happened, how we could keep it from happening again, and how our Croc Nation can learn from our mistakes.
Right.
We have a surveillance module where we started talking about men with prostate cancer and PSA, colonoscopies, when and who and why should you get these colonoscopies. We had a bunch of podcasts on honoring our nurses for Nurses Week in May. I am a nurse. What is your superpower? We did a pediatrics, was kind of a pediatric slash hero as we honored the life of my friend Stevie Taylor, who passed away of childhood cancer. And we just began our module on shared decision making, which is huge, how patients need to be part of their decision process on their treatment plans, what they need to what they should be getting from their practitioners in order to participate in those decisions. And also I put the Emperor Has No Clothes, the broken system module, where we look at the brokenness of our podcast this past week, which hasn't been aired yet, will be on that exact looking at the broken aspects of the American system, comparing it to the Canadian system. We had our friend from Canada, Dr. Dawn Stacey, and we had our two friends from Denmark on last week, which was tremendous, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. If you haven't heard those podcasts, please go back. But even more importantly, looking toward the future, Angel, what is the podcast? What should you be looking for? So I have Weird Science.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
so,
movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie, actually. It was one of those best B movies ever. Sophomoric humor is my specialty. But people are coming into the cancer world, into the survivorship world, and there's a lot going on. We are now practicing genetic medicine, individualized medicine, molecular medicine, immunotherapy. And I have to tell you, forget about the patients. The doctors don't even know what's going on. So we really need to work on that module. We're going to have a rainbow series. What if you're gay and you have cancer? There's a bunch of new sort of special specific issues and relevant information that you require, and as well as health disparities. They kind of run together, right? So black breasts matter, right? I mean, honestly, I don't mean to be gauche or to undervalue that, but you know, we're in the part where, you know, Black Lives Matter. We were talking about Ross and the NFL. You know, this is a huge social issue.
Yeah.
And how about people of color, their access to care when it comes to cancer? That's going to be an entire module. Today is sort of our computer 101 social media, our first, I guess, episode for that module, where we're going to be talking about the podcast, what we're going to be doing, where you could find it, how you can mine through all these podcasts and find exactly what's important for you. So that's going to be really, really good. We are going to be talking about spirituality. Who better than cancer survivors need some connection to spirituality? Move, baby, move. I mean, how about education and movement? How about, you know, activities, health, exercise? We're going to have a module on that. We're going to have a module on less is more. where we're going to make sure you know that you have access to we have access to know that sometimes traditional treatments may be too much. Maybe you can have a modified form of treatment. For example, we used to treat prostate cancer patients 45 days. Now we treat them 5 days. We used to treat all breast cancer patients with, you know, radical mastectomies. Now we do lumpectomies and radiation. So maybe not that necessary. Nutrition is huge. You know, in the day, you know, God, here's what doctors knew about nutrition when I was in school. When I was at Rutgers, Ross, not at Princeton, but I was at Rutgers, they taught me, just tell your patient you can eat anything you want, just do it in moderation. That was my nutrition. My education in nutrition was moderation. So we can do better than that, right? We talked about health disparities. How about cancer patients being discriminated about? What if a cancer patient has health insurance and they get cancer and then they get nixed from their health insurance and all of a sudden they have no health insurance? What if they get canceled from their life insurance policies? What if they get fired from their jobs because they're missing too much work for being a cancer survivor? These are very important topics. We're going to be talking about complementary medicine. Mikey Benze is going to help us with all his friends in California.
Oh, cool.
You know, those weirdos in California. We have no listeners in California, so I can say whatever I want about California. But we'll talk.
We still not have any more listeners after this.
After this, we're never going to have anybody from California. But, you know, I'm not talking about coffee ground enemas. I'm talking about, you know, I'm sure Mike will talk about that as well, cleansing and detoxes. But, you know, we'll talk about that. Intimacy. You have cancer. You've had a mastectomy. You've had prostate cancer. You've had radiation, erectile dysfunction, disfigurement, all those types of things we're going to be discussing. How about fear and courage? There'll be a fear and courage module. The psychology of the survivor. COVID. What's going on with cancer care and the COVID? I mean, we just sort of had a mini episode about how we're dealing with COVID and how it's affecting our care.
Very powerful.
End of life things. Sadly, we hate to talk about it, but we're going to be very transparent on this podcast and we're going to have everything for everybody. We will have end of life topics and palliative care, hospice, things like that. What cancer can't do. I've had the privilege of treating some famous people, some professional singers, some Hall of Fame singers, have had a bunch of people who do a lot of great things and what cancer can't take away from them. I have a cartoonist, a national level cartoonist I've taken care of, and I'm going to have them on the podcast to talk about how their art, how their expression, you know, changed after they became cancer survivors. And patients first. We heard this last episode. What is it about the, you know, what was the universal theme from last week for those of you who didn't listen to that podcast? What was it that Dr. Karina and Dr. Dawn and Len and we said from around the world that was universal and true? I mean, a true truth. And that was patients first. If you put your patient first, you absolutely cannot lose. So my friends at Croc Nation, I just want to let you know this is a really short and sweet podcast, and we wanted to kind of take stock after 4 months of launching our podcast to look back, look where we were, see where we are, and try to define where we're going. I am going to have my friend and producer, Angel Santana, talk to you guys about how you can mine and access the podcast episodes. And I know that if we're going to set it up in a module system and you're going to want to be able to know how to do that, how to go through, say you have prostate cancer, you're going to want to know about the prostate cancer podcast. You're going to want to know about intimacy. You're going to want to know about these things, breast cancer, surveillance, all of these things, health disparities. So Angel, I did my usual over talking. So why don't you help them, help our Croc Nation kind of point them in the right direction.
Yeah, that's because you, you know, listen, when you speak, though, you always speak from the heart. I've always said that about you. And as your producer, we contemplating on, you know, shortening the episodes here and there. But you know what? As a fellow podcaster, sometimes you got to go with what works. And what works is what's from your gut. They can't see right now. We are recording this with a Zoom version, so eventually they will. But they can't see. You're not really You're not scripted. You have bullet points, but this is all coming from your knowledge. And that's what I think separates you from most people. Yes, you are prepared, but you are prepared because you've felt this, you've dealt with this, you've lived it. This is all you've done. You've put your heart, your soul into this, and they're hearing you. And that's why the platform works. So to segue into that, if you haven't had a chance to listen to episodes, if this was your first episode, you can tell already you've missed out a lot. But here's the beauty of it. You can always go back, start from the beginning. You can even pick whatever one suits you, right? We don't have to go in order, but it would help in the sense of the module aspect. But ultimately, pick what works for you because this is about you. So how do we do that? Well, we have a website. Website's phenomenal. And it is www.crocvip.com. Guess what? If you scroll all the way to the bottom and you decide you don't want to do that and you don't want to listen to it via the website, you have an iPhone, you have an Android, you can take advantage of so many different podcasts, platforms that are out there. One of the most popular is the platform that we're on today, Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. That is the one. Spreaker is phenomenal because we work for them, we work with them, they work with us. But Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, it just goes on and on. The key thing is the Croc Podcast. That's what you want to type in. You want to tell your friends. You want to share this. Put us on Twitter. Share everything that we have. And not only that, Dr. E, I'm going to put this right back at you real quick. You want feedback.
Oh, I would die for feedback. As a matter of fact, I say this all the time. My wife is my biggest fan and also my harshest critic. I think that I'm getting better every week because of her feedback. I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. If I tell a bad joke, let me know. If you want a certain subject matter that we haven't touched upon, please tell us. If in any way we can make this better, let us know. We're brand new at this, guys. Well, Angel's in the bit. Actually, Angel is a professional, but I am brand new at this. So anything that you can do to help me get better, and again, not get better because of me. I am the least important person in this entire organization. I am the driver of your survivorship bus, and that is it. I only want to get better for you. I want to get better so I can achieve more for you, advocate harder for you, break down more walls for you, go through the concrete if I have to. I want to be like Ross Tucker blocking like Junior Seau and knocking him from behind. I want to be that guy. I want to be your offensive lineman, and I want to block for you. So the way I can do it is if you can
go onto the website. Yep. The website, and we're looking at it right now. If you scroll to the bottom after you've looked at all the podcasts and probably listened to all of them, there's a spot where it says get in touch. You can literally put your name, your email address. You can do a direct message. Guess what? The message is going directly to Dr. E. It's not like a third party. It's not like it's never going to get to him. That's one thing about you and I that I like. We directly deal with our listeners.
Yes.
It's not somebody else. And it's not even going to go to me, guys. It's going to him. So you put that message, it's going directly to Dr. E. So let me just enclose my portion, since you always give me a chance to speak. Let me say something that was definitely not scripted. One of the things that happened when we met for the first time was we sat down and the first thing you had asked me was, what is the vision for your show? And then he's talking about my podcast, which was Have Faith Let It Begin. And I told him that my vision was to just change one person. If I can just reach one person, if I can set out to change the world and I can touch the life of one person, I've done my job. Well, guess what? That is Dr. E's vision. That's why this team works. That's why we work together so well, because we have the same vision. It's not about notoriety. It's not about being able to be noticed, go on the street and then they say, oh, that's Dr. E from the Croc Podcast. Oh, would it be nice? Maybe, but that's not the vision. That's not the vision. And I'll turn it to you.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. As a matter of fact, starting a podcast, starting any new endeavor, especially with technology that's new, it is kind of, what would you say? Overwhelming would be a good word.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of things we didn't have in the old days, right? We have metrics. You can find out from all of these electronic stuff and social media how many people are listening, how many download, and all these types of really intricate metrics. That sort of isn't what I'm into. I just want to, if there's someone out there who was listening. For example, last week we did shared decision making and followed that up with the broken system in America. Oh, if you're listening to shared decision making and you're one person who just got out of their doctor's office and they taught you about your breast cancer and they told you what to do, and you didn't feel you had a say in your care, if you feel you didn't have any sort of input into what was going to happen to you, and you happened to listen to that podcast and you sat down and you said to yourself, wow, I really do have a choice here. These guys told me I could be part of my treatment decision. And if that one person derived that information and that assistance, that's all I'm looking for. And like I said, if we grow and we become a big boy podcast like Ross Tucker and like my friend Angel Santana, that would be great. But again, I'm looking to crawl first and then trying to get up and kind of teeter and totter and then take my first steps and then kind of walk fast and then maybe do a little jog and hopefully be able to run the 40 in 4.2. That would be fantastic, like a lot of these guys from college are doing. So Angel, I am so grateful to you, and thank you for letting us go back and take stock of where we were, where we are, and where we're going. I hope that you, my beloved Croc Nation, now can go use this forum, use this platform, this website. Go to our modules, see what interests you. Go in and look at each of the episodes which within the module. So right now, we're a table of contents, but we're lacking the chapters. We're filling them in 1 week at a time. Follow us. Check out our new stuff. Check out our old stuff. See what interests you and then go for it. And I am so grateful. Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin, one of the best podcasts besides Ross Tucker's, which is still my favorite. No, Angel, yours is my favorite. Ross is now number two. But I want to thank you. Have Faith, Let It Begin, one of the best inspirational-based podcasts. I say this all the time. If you're a cancer survivor and you just want to be uplifted and be inspired, please listen to his podcast. Rod Freeman is our social media guy. He's the guy who introduced us. His business is called Small Biz Up. If you have a small business and you want to get sort of out there on Twitter and all these things I don't understand, please give him a holler. Look him up on the internet. What can I say about Mikey John Benzay and Charlotte Larson without their patronage and without their generosity? We're nowhere. My dear friends from Hollywood, thank you for believing in us. Thank you for donating to our podcast. And a special thanks to Ross Tucker, to Brian Neal, to Greg Cosell, to my friend Andrew Brandt, none of whom I've met, none of whom I will ever meet.
We're going to send a copy. Let's
do that.
I'm going to send on Twitter.
Let's send to Ross.
Write to us.
There you go. But anyway, thank you for inspiring us. And because of you guys, maybe we'll touch a lot of people and you guys will be responsible for that. So thank you. And as I end every podcast, on behalf of Angel Santana, I would like to just say to the Croc Nation, we both wish you a very long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God keep you. Peace.